This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Christopher Husted. Aside from Medicaid expansion, the most talked about issue so far during the just-begun Missouri legislative session is whether Governor Jay Nixon has the authority to appoint a new lieutenant governor if Peter Kinder succeeds Republican Joanne Emerson in Congress. Marshall Griffin has details.
Following his annual prayer breakfast, Governor Nixon told reporters he believes he has the authority to appoint a new lieutenant governor if the office suddenly becomes vacant.
The two times in recent history where that position has become open for reasons the governor's appointed lieutenant governor, and those folks served, so I think history would say that authority lies there, yeah.
GOP House Speaker Pro Tem Jason Smith disagrees. He's sponsoring a bill that would allow special elections for all vacated statewide offices. Smith says current law requires special elections for some offices, including lieutenant governor, but he also says the law does not clearly define how a special election for lieutenant governor is to be carried out. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Missouri's public schools sit 41st in the country in Education Week's annual rankings released today. Missouri improved from last year's overall grade of a C- to a C. Education Commissioner Chris Nicastro said in a news release that she's pleased to see Missouri's grade inching higher, but she says the state must make greater strides in providing a quality education for all students. The report examines a number of factors, including elementary reading scores, high school graduation rates, college completion rates, and per-student education spending. The president of Columbia College announced today that he will be retiring, and as KBIA's Matt Evans tells us, the president's nearly two-decade-long tenure has been filled with some memorable achievements.
Applause filled the Atkins-Holman Student Commons at Columbia College as Dr. Gerald Bruder announced he will be stepping down after nearly 18 years at the helm of the college. Bruder says there's a couple of reasons why he decided to retire.
The institution is in very fine shape, both fiscally and otherwise, curricular-wise. In a few weeks, I'll be turning 70 years old. That just seems like the right age to do something.
Bruder became the 16th president in 1995 and led the college through several years of growth, including an endowment that's grown from $2.5 million in 1995 to more than $100 million today. And the school's staff has cherished his leadership. Michael Kateman is the director of development at Columbia College.
The essence of his leadership is integrity, honesty, fairness, and compassion.
Bruder's retirement is set to take effect on August 1st, just a few weeks before the 2013 fall semester starts. The chair of the Columbia College Board of Trustees is tasked with putting together a search committee to find the next president. Matt Evans, KBIA News.
Missouri State Senator Joseph Kevney filed two bills Thursday that would fund preschool programs through the state formula that already distributes money for K-12 education. One version would provide state aid for all preschool students. The other would pay for only lower-income students. Republican Senate leaders said Thursday that they like Kevney's idea, but it's unlikely the state can afford it. For KBIA News, I'm Christopher Husted.